You're listening to SBS News.
Daniel Delorio's Sydney hair salon has been shut for 10 weeks. His clients are clamouring for fresh hair colour, but with lockdowns lingering, he's had to innovate.
We've been able to provide this get-by colour kit for them simply just for their hairline and across their parting there, simply just to help them get by.
Many consumers have also moved online in their search for beauty products. Health and beauty platform Adore Beauty has this week revealed a 48% increase in revenue to over $179 million for the 2021 financial year. The company's CEO is Tennille O'Shaughnessy.
So we've welcomed almost 500,000 new customers onto the Adore platform over the last 12 months.
She says at-home beauty treatments are surging in popularity.
Manicure kits, sheet masks, hair dyes, things that people might typically go to service providers, not being able to get out. They've made the decision to focus on their self-care and do it at home.
And that's not all.
The sex category in particular has performed strongly during the lockdown period, which goes to, you know, our customers wanting to nourish and look after themselves.
But dermatologist Dr. Shreya Andrick says at-home beauty can quickly turn ugly.
Derma rollers, at-home microdermabrasion devices, even LED masks, because you're not using them in a regulated fashion, they can result in things like scarring and dispigmentation.
Dr. Andrick warns that results in the home may be a far cry from what customers might expect from a salon.
So at-home beauty devices are not regulated, and so they're less likely to be as effective as the treatments you would get in a salon, as well as having a higher risk of infection because they're not sterilised in the same way.
Daniel Delorio agrees, saying they had to think long and hard about making their professional products available to domestic users.
It hasn't been an easy decision to come up with this because, you know, they are professional grade products and there are rules and insurances to follow with our product companies. So we've decided to offer this as an opportunity to really help our VIP customers.
Salon chairs have been empty for over 2 months now, but industry professionals say the longer the restrictions go on, the busier business will be when they finally reopen.
The bookings are going to look good when we get back. I mean, people miss us. People are looking forward to seeing us. And the longer this goes on, the busier it's going to be.
Alan Lee, SBS News.